This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Thank you very much, Tony. Gator, how are you today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Not bad. You got a dog that's all fired up this morning.
Yeah, I just let her out again, and I got the back door open, and I hate having the back door open like this when it's cold out, this cold out. But I have to do that for the safety of the show, Doug.
Okay.
And the sanity of the show.
I don't know. I think people kind of like Lois occasionally, the interlude.
I don't mind the occasional interlude. If she jumps up and sits next to me and wants to look all cute on a camera, that's fine. But when she starts to get vocal...
Right.
Then we got problems.
So for people who don't know, you can stream the video of the show on twitch.tv. Just go to twitch.com or twitch.tv, and then in the search bar, type in 971 the ticket. You can also stream the show through the radio.com app, which a lot of people do. Take the show anywhere with you on your mobile device with the radio.com app, going for a run, going for a bike, going for a walk, going for whatever. Out shopping, whatever you want to do, you can listen to the show and stream it to our website, 971theticket.com. So you're on your way into work, you know, keep listening. Just bring up that website at work, 971theticket.com, and click on the listen tab in the upper right corner. All different ways you can access the show and Twitter as well, at Doug and Gator 971. So did you happen to hear Herb Street this morning on with Jansen?
No, I didn't hear him on this morning. I watched last night, I guess I saw... on Twitter him say something, and I immediately thought, well, I'm sure he's going to walk that back. And sure enough, 10 minutes later, you know, because he's going to have to explain what he meant to say. And I'm still a little surprised at his explanation of it. I mean, does he need to apologize? Probably did. I think he needed to clarify it, but I'm not sure he actually clarified. All he really did was say that it's unfair to Michigan. That he said something like that.
And so he said he had no evidence of this.
Well, right.
Yeah. I mean, look.
I have no evidence, but so that means it really kind of sounds like it's his opinion. Now, I don't know what he said this morning, if he walked it back even further, but.
Basically. I mean, here's the deal with it. First of all, a lot of this has to do with who you establish yourself as in the media. Herb Street, to me, is a pretty credible guy. A guy who checks his bias at the door for the most part. I mean, it's, you know, he's every once in a while. But I mean, remember, this is a guy who wouldn't carry the Buckeye water and had to move out of Columbus, right? I mean, he, you know, Ohio State fans wanted more from him, wanted him to be, you know, to fly the flag and wave the flag, and he didn't do it. And I guess life got difficult and he moved out of Columbus. At least that was what was out there. And so I give him, I think he does a very good job as a credible voice of college football. If you've established yourself as a credible voice of college football, that comes with a responsibility. He's not a clown. Like, the clowns are on the, and there are guys who establish themselves as the clowns, and that sounds like it's an insult, but it's not. I mean, it's a role that certain people play. They have introduced a new clown, and he's awesome, and that's Pat McAfee, right? He is kind of there for entertainment and to say
things. He's entertainment, absolutely. He's got insight, but he's entertaining, yes, as hell, because it's his shtick to be kind of the wild and crazy guy. Is he drunk? Is he not? Is he going to swear? Is he, yep, you know, things like that.
Barkley can get away with saying a lot, and nobody really takes, yeah, him seriously. But if you're Herb Street, right? If you're a legit guy, a straight shooter, and he's that guy, in my view, that guy has credibility. And so when he says something that's floated out there as kind of, you know, fan chatter, people take it far more seriously, right? And so, you know, I think he fell victim to something, Gator, that we fight not to screw up all the time. And that is, you get in the wormhole on the internet and you can find a lot of stories, all kinds of stories and theories and conspiracies, most of which are easy to ignore. But sometimes they start to bubble up to the surface. And, you know, there was a time there where I used to have ticket text up in the studio and watch them as they come in. And there were certain days where those stories that were out there that had no veracity, no confirmation, that were just rumor, were spreading like wildfire, and texts were coming in. Why aren't you talking about this? Why aren't you talking about this? Why aren't you talking about this? I'm thinking, because we don't want to give it oxygen because it's not true. By all everything we can find, it's not true. Now, sometimes you address them, but sometimes you don't because you don't want to give them oxygen. Herbie gave it oxygen. And, you know, the truth is, if Michigan doesn't want to play Ohio State and uses COVID as an excuse, that will get out. There is no way they could pull that off. There is no way that they could get, they would have to have the data that supported it. But if they just said, no, we don't have enough, we're not going to play, and didn't produce the data, people would start to talk and the word would get out. They couldn't possibly pull this off in the first place.
First of all, let me be clear. I do not think that there is any way that Michigan would avoid that game because that's the reason those kids go to the school. It's one of the main reasons anyway. They want to play against the best. They want to play against Ohio State. A lot of the players come from that state or were recruited by Ohio State and they chose there. So I don't think that's what's going on. But to your point about it would get out, you would think, and yet, you know, what's happened with Clemson and Florida State?
So,
did that ever come to a resolution with the science of it all, or was it just like he said, she said, and a couple days later, Florida State goes, well, we stand by our science.
Florida State's doctors were uncomfortable with what Clemson was telling them, and I'm going to be really interested, Gator, because it may happen this weekend in East Lansing. It may happen this weekend where one school says we can play and the other one says, can you? Because, you know, I think everybody wants to play every college football game and wants to be safe about it. But, you know, Dabo went ham on Florida State over this. And Florida State's like, look, we're trying to do what's in the best interest of the safety of our student athletes. And we can debate. It can be debated if it can be transmitted on the field. But, you know, we're getting kind of close to a vaccine, erring on the side of caution. I have no problem with it. I thought Dabo was way out of line, and I think Herb Street just messed up. And, you know, sometimes, you know what it's like. There's sometimes we just don't talk about things that are out there on the internet because they're not true.
Right. I mean, we jokingly brought this up last week about or maybe it was Monday's show, I guess, about is this something that, you know, we literally said conspiracy theories before we brought this up about, you know, is Michigan going to take this week off against Maryland because they want an extra week of practice to get ready for Ohio State, or are they just setting it up so that they miss the Ohio State game so that they don't take the beating, and not only did not take the beating, but more importantly, they screw Ohio State out of a chance at playing for a Big Ten championship because they don't qualify with enough games. But we let it be known that these are conspiracy theories. And maybe you take it with more than just a grain of salt. Take it with a teaspoon or a tablespoon of it, because I don't believe in either one of them. It's just kind of a funny aside that, yes, I think everybody, the thought goes through their head for a few seconds, and they're like, okay, it's a joke. It's not really, you know. But Herbie took it to the air.
Right.
So, I was kind of stunned that he took it. But the way he presented it was like, are they going to wave the white flag? I mean, I don't think it was as damning as people wanted it to be. And you talked yesterday about Michigan needs to cultivate that chip on their shoulder. Well, here you go.
I know, dude. I know.
Brilliant. If you want it, thank you, Kirk. But listen, move with it.
We work in talk radio, right? And I said earlier, there's all these conspiracies or stories on the internet or ticket texts, and you know, why aren't you talking about this? And some of them we talk about on the air, and some of them different. But there's a big difference about talking about a conspiracy theory and reporting something closer to being a statement of fact. And the responsibility that comes with that is something that you never want to screw up. And when you do, it's embarrassing. When you do get something wrong, a statement of fact or a report, I've said on the air a few times, I'm not putting my name behind that.
Right.
Right, because I'm not, I don't, you know what I want to do?
We'll give you the exact source. Here's who's saying it. We can react to it. It's not me that's saying it, but here's who is.
But here's the other thing. Here's one of the reasons why is we have to walk into locker rooms on occasion or press boxes, and I want to know that I have the facts on my side, or I have
gotta be accountable. Gotta be fair.
Yeah, and if so, that when you confront the people that might be offended on what you reported, you got nothing but the facts and the truth on your side, and that's part of this whole gig, right? So,
yeah, and then when we brought it up, Gator, neither you or I said that that's what we believe. Number one, right?
No.
We never said that that's what we suggested, and it is a little different in sports talk radio than it is on TV. And Doug, you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. The position you hold and who you are absolutely matters, because there's responsibility with different positions. If Skip Bayless says something like this, he's known as a clown that just says stuff to get reaction, right?
Yep.
Herb Street's not one of those guys, okay? So when you say something like this and you have no evidence of it, yeah, it's a big deal. I don't want to say a huge deal or anything, but it's a deal enough where he's like, hey, listen, I just want to apologize. I said that without any facts or anything like that. I just want to be clear it was wrong of me, because he was questioned. That's a big accusation.
Yep.
That team's just not going to play because they want to screw over Ohio State or, you know, for other reasons. Yeah, exactly. That's, you know, you can't just say something like that when you're Herb Street. It does depend on your position and who you are, and there's a responsibility that comes with that.
And what you're established as.
Exactly.
Yep, I completely agree. So anyway, I give Herb Street credit, though,
absolutely,
for the apology.
Yeah.
It didn't take him long. Before, Gator, you said when you saw it live, you're like, well, he's going to walk that back. He went to Twitter. He went on This Morning with John and talked about it. And whether, you know, look, all apologies can be gone over with a, you know, fine-tooth comb, and you can parse words and say, I don't like this. I don't like that. Hey, he apologized. And I give him credit for that. And I still think he's one of the best in the business. And I think he does a good job of checking his biases at the door. I really do. But
no, I think he does too. And it's one of the things he said in his apology on Twitter was that, you know, he's taken great pride over the last 25 years of being as objective as possible on this. And, you know, I also try to be as objective as possible on this. I'm going to make no bones about it, being a Spartan, that I don't like Michigan football, but I try to be as objective about it when I'm evaluating the program or I'm evaluating players. But sometimes the rivalry can get in the way. And I think this was one of those, I don't know if it's one of those instances where it did, but it kind of did with the way that he phrased it with waving the white flag. And he didn't go all in on it like he could have, but he dipped his toe enough into the depths of that water where he was going to get called out for it. And he did get called out for it. And then he, you know, made the appropriate apology, I guess.
2485.
He doesn't have to do anything, but he did.
All right, there you go. 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. Feedback coming in as well. Andrew on a cell. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Well, any idea that Herb Street might have been being a good soldier for Ohio State and putting it out there on national media to kind of prevent Michigan from doing something like this, to deny Ohio State their Big Ten championship?
It's possible. I really...
It's another conspiracy.
I don't think of him as the kind of guy that would do that necessarily. I don't think of him in that way. I think it's chatter out there that it's different when Kirk Herbstreit says it. It gives it veracity in the eyes of the public when Kirk Herbstreit says it. And I think he just got a little bit careless, which is, by the way, it's something we try not to do, but it's easy to do. And I don't think he realized till later that what he said was pretty insulting. And I think he's handled it well since. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's a huge deal. It's I just I felt like we could talk about it a little bit to explain that this kind of stuff is something that you fight against all the time. I personally fight against. I think Gator does too, to not go to the air with anything irresponsible. And I will say, I know for a fact, I do not have a perfect track record.
Yeah, I mean, look, for instance, if somebody comes, somebody sends something to us, we'll see it. Like if they send it to our Twitter account or to an email, or, you know, somehow we see it, okay? We may talk about it off the air and see, what do we got here? And we try to vet it out as best as possible during the minutes we have in commercial breaks, or Kang or Evan will try to vet it out and see if there's more than, you know, is there any, you know, fire that goes with this smoke, because otherwise it's just a story that's floated out there. But if there's reputable sources attached to it, then you think about it. This is why Kirk Herbstreit had to do what he did, because people look at Kirk and say, this guy's a reputable source. So if he's going to spew something like this, must be true. Well, he walked it back real quickly and made it known that he didn't have any sources or anything like that. This was just it was a mistake, and he apologized for it, and that's what happens.
You got to admit, though, if it happens, there will be a lot bigger magnifying glass.
Sure, and that's why Michigan will just simply say, "Here's the data." I mean, we've got more than the Big Ten 7.5%, you know, positivity rate where you go red and can't play, and they'll just share that data. It's not like you have to make a decision here. You just follow the Big Ten protocol.
But let's get to why this even came about in the first place. Isn't this because yesterday players started showing up for practice like they normally would? And, I mean, we even talked about it on the air right before
so
we went off.
Practice
practice
was scheduled to go off as planned, and then another round of test results came back. And from what I understand, okay, another round of test results came back, and so players were told that, hey, go home, we're going to do this virtually because of the timing of when the test results came back, from what I've been told. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, part of, I think they want to get back to practice. And, you know, the challenge, as we know in this world, is rapid test results have to get verified by the PCR tests. So if you have a rapid test that says a positive, you got to get the PCR test to make sure it's positive. So, 248-539-9797. Chris on a cell. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Mr. Carr. So, it's two words for you. Self-preservation. Good old Jimmy, he threw his president under the bus to get this season going. Seasons 2 and 4, all of a sudden, under abundance of caution, he doesn't practice. You know this is self-preservation, because the 2 and 4 season shutdown due to COVID looks a heck of a lot better when he's going to get canned. This is due to that bum Harbaugh. And what Herbie did is what Andrew just said. He threw that out to make it impossible to go spineless and cancel this game, because you don't want to get whacked.
So
that's what he did.
If they produce the data, that isn't good enough.
You know what? Harbaugh will run that to Indianapolis, that data, because you know he's doing this
I think they absolutely now have to produce the data and would have no problem producing the data.
Right now, Chris,
Michigan doesn't have any games canceled. They're one of the few teams that have played them all, and they don't have a COVID. They don't, like, Ohio State's the program that's shut down right now.
Just, I want to say real thing before everybody throws Herbie under the bus. I didn't like Herbie when he played there, but he is straight arrow compared to that Wolverine slappy that's on the same desk. Howard, talk about, you know, who's going to win president for 2020? Well, anybody from Michigan. That's what he would say. So I don't want to hear that.
I think you're hearing a lot of defense of Kirk Herbstreit here. I think people have not said
true Harbie slap, you know, slappies.
You can address them. I'll just say this. There's a... I think both Gator and I have a lot of respect for him, and actually respect the way he's handled this, and I hope we've made that clear.
Harbaugh's going to get fired? I mean, do you think he's in any danger of being fired?
I do, yeah, I do. But
I think he's in danger of leaving a program. I don't know if he's in danger of being fired.
Well, however they want to do it, I will say this. I think that they may come to a mutual agreement. I mean, he is still a Michigan legend, and I know that people might not care about that, but Michigan will, and they'll want this to be amicable. They don't want it to be for it to get ugly if they decide they want to move on. So whether however they term it, I think there's a chance he won't be Michigan's coach next year. Yeah.
See, I think the college game and the pro game, how they're handling COVID-19, I think it's completely different when it comes to, you know, our coach is going to be fired or not. In the NFL, because it is the business, and they're doing everything they can possible to make sure every game goes off, and as evidenced by having an afternoon game today, played with, you know, backup quarterbacks and stuff. There's a difference between that and college. In college, because you've got scholarships and stuff like that, and players aren't professionals and they haven't been in the league and veterans in the league for as long as they are, you can use COVID as an excuse, a reason, whatever you want to do, to justify why seasons have gone south. And I don't think it's out of line to say that when it comes to schools that have lost players because of COVID concerns or they've opted out or what. I think COVID's a real deal for college football compared to the NFL. It's still a real deal in the NFL, but it's a different kind of deal. So I do think that, like, Jim Harbaugh, if he wanted to come back to Michigan, I think it works for him with COVID and what's happened with COVID. Like, look, we've got a whole bunch of issues here. We're just trying to make it through. And I don't think that U of M would have too much of an argument going back the other way, because I don't think they really want to push him out. But Jim Harbaugh may want to get out anyway, and the NFL is going to come calling.
Well, there is issues with, like, you have to extend him because you can't send him into a last year. That's like having no bullets in the gun when it comes to recruiting. But Doug Harris, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. 248-539-9797. I want to get some of this feedback before we get back to your phone calls. Herb Street just did that old lawyer trick in open court where he says everything that is inadmissible, and then the judge says to everyone, everything the lawyer just said, you must disregard. Of course, everybody heard it, and the damage has already been done. That's from Dwayne in Highland. Another one, too. Do you want to respond to that? Sorry.
Well, I think it's funny to say that, but I mean, what damage is done? There's no damage. The only damage that's there is if Michigan cancels the game on for Saturday against Maryland and then throw under the microscope. That's it. Yep. And, you know, they can absolutely prove that, and they would prove. I mean, ask yourself this. Do you really think that the University of Michigan would do what the conspiracy theory is saying? Do you honestly think that they want to not play that game and screw those kids out of an opportunity to play Ohio State?
Are we talking about the football program? No, there's no way in hell that they don't want to play. They want to play the game.
100%. I think this whole thing, whole premise is just, it's like a joke that got out of hand.
The cynicism. You know,
people would actually take it seriously. I think it's ridiculous.
There's a lot of things that are true in college athletics that are absolutely true, and I can say as a statement of fact, that people scoff at and are very cynical at, like the idea of the student athlete. Like, yeah, right. They do go to class. There are people to monitor if they're in class. But at the end of the day, the real world has kind of just, it's become such a cynical world that no, people don't think that. They don't think that they go to class, and they don't think they want to play this game. I think the Herb Street thing is getting blown out of proportion, writes this unnamed texter. We've all thought it or said it, even jokingly. Why isn't he allowed to say it too?
I think it's blown way out of proportion.
I do think it's blown out of proportion, but I think you have to realize when Kirk Herbstreit says it, it means a lot more than when it's just internet or Twitter fodder or fans talking, you know?
Sure, and I think he addressed it, and, you know, it is what it is.
This one from Scott. To the Herbie fan club president that just called, I don't like it when people say they, quote, know something they cannot possibly know. He knows Harbaugh is creating a ruse to preserve his job. He knows that?
Do we have the original sound from what he said last night on the college football playoff show?
Yes, we do.
Have that sound?
Yep, here it is.
Because I think that for context.
That was the original comments.
I mean, it's almost like a stream of consciousness type comment, but I don't want to take – I think Kirk's way more prepared than to have that kind of a thought.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Ricardo is in Huntington Woods. And next, hello, Ricardo. I'm sorry, hey, Richard. It's just Richard. My bad.
Yeah. Love your show, guys.
Thank you.
A quick question. We know this is a free year of eligibility for college football players, but there are also recruits that are being recruited. So my question is, do we know what the NCAA is doing about the 85 scholarship limit for next year for football players?
I don't know. That's a great question, because I've thought about that. Obviously, how are they going to handle the, you know, you have a limit of 85 scholarship players, but if nobody leaves and you bring in a whole new class, how do they do that? They've done the same thing in a lot of the spring sports that were canceled.
They've got an early date, don't they, for commitments in December, but that's still on.
Coming up in like 2 weeks.
A couple weeks, yeah. I thought that they were allowed to go above the 85.
They have to be. They couldn't possibly not be allowed to. But the question is there now a new limit? Is it 105? Is it 110? Is it? I don't know. That's a good question.
Let me see what I can
find out. Let me see what I can find out, Richard. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, one quick comment. I've been going to Michigan games for 55 years, and I just have to say I'm mystified by what's happened this year, given our level of recruits. So I don't know what the answer is, but I sure hope things get
better.
There's
a lot of people who are mystified, Richard. I've talked to just a lot of people that say what you have said. Not quite sure how this happened. Harbaugh's kind of got a... they've lost the wrong players that they did lose. That hasn't helped. But at the end of the day, they put 10 guys in the NFL last year, and they haven't recruited to the level where they just reload. They haven't. There are three walk-ons getting a lot of playing time on the defense. Kids who are trying hard and are way better athletes than most. But that doesn't happen at Ohio State. Like, I was looking at their, just watching the Indiana game, went on the participation chart and where their walk-ons who made the field, they were like kickoff specialists and holders and guys, a couple of running backs that ran down on special teams, you know, and they've had injuries too, right? So they had their nickel corner get hurt, and they had 2 4-stars battling to replace him. So yeah, I think it comes back to they haven't recruited well enough. And maybe they need to do a better job somehow, some way. I don't know how you do this, of keeping people from leaving. Like, Aubrey Solomon could be anchoring that D-line, for instance, or Michael Dwumfor could be anchoring that D-line, but they're playing elsewhere now, and that would help.
Yeah, but, I mean, the numbers are still the same scholarship-wise. I mean, it's just that it's, you know, has Ohio State recruited better players?
Yes.
Sure. Sure they have. But they've lost just as many players, if not more. They lose them to the pros. They lose them to the transfer portal. They've lost players for all types of reasons.
But they have better. But my point is, they are being replaced by better players. And their depth of their recruiting is better than Michigan's. Period.
Yeah, but
a story.
But sure, that I'm not going to deny that. But I mean, because you're using walk-ons, I mean, you still have the same number of scholarship players. So the back end scholarship, the lower end scholarship players you got, to your point, that's it.
Those guys, you should have 4 and 5 stars instead of walk-ons, is my point. That is where the program is falling behind, in my opinion. But,
well, not 4 and 5. You should have
at least 3 star guys. Maybe, I mean, not 5 stars.
Not every team's going to feed. You don't. Not every class is chock full of 22 4-star and 5-star players. I mean, even Alabama has 3-star players.
Yes, but I guess they don't. When Michigan lost Brad Hawkins and they put in Hunter Reynolds, Ohio State lost their nickel corner and they had 2 4-stars battling over it. So
okay, but the difference is that they're the guy that they had. I don't know. I'm just trying to
agree,
put it out there,
Gator,
because
we
it's
agree.
Not just to an extent. Yeah.
Let's go to Brando in Detroit. Hi, Brando.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Okay.
Hey. I want to congratulate you guys for not being part of the cult. And when I say cult, we all know what I mean. And I'm an Ohio
State
fan. I don't.
Hold on. Stop for a second. What do you mean cult? What do you mean by cult?
Well, what I mean by cult is the Michigan fan base, who has an overrated evaluation of the football program, and has basically devolved into not necessarily rooting for their team to win, but you guys just want to screw Ohio State.
Okay. No, this is not, Brando, I mean,
this look, isn't going well for you.
No. Take that.
Because now you think.
You basically, I mean, yeah, you think, no. Get the hell out of here with that. 2-4-5 I mean,
it's I'm a not funny gonna, story. It's a funny anecdote to throw out there if you're a Michigan fan to say, hey, wouldn't it be kind of funny if we screwed Ohio State? Nobody really thinks that that's what they should do.
No.
Maybe there are some people, I guess.
There'll be some. There was one guy who was calling before the season saying, I don't even want to play the game. But, yeah, I this guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.